From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Maybe you're gearing up for a long holiday drive with the kids and desperately need a new soundtrack. Well, Stephen Shepherd is here to spin through some recent children's music with us. He reviews kids' music on his website, Zooglobal. Hi, Stephen. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to you from time to time, always looking for music that kids will like, and here's the key part, music that won't drive parents crazy. And that's not always an easy task, right?
No, it's not.
Let's start with a new CD from Dean Jones. This is called Napper's Delight.
Dean Jones is a member of the band called Doggone Fleas, and they take a very eclectic approach to kids' music. And on this CD, which is his first solo CD for kids, he takes that same sort of eclectic approach and applies it to sort of a lullaby CD.
Rise you up, my dearest dears, and present to me your hands, and we'll all run away to some far and distant land.
It's not really a lullaby CD as much as it is sort of a quiet time CD, so it's good for perhaps reading books on a cold winter day, or perhaps at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon after you and the kids have been driving for just a little too long.
I was looking at the credits, the liner notes here. He's credited with playing, along with a bunch of other instruments like bass, piano, trombone, spools, conch shells, balafon, mabiras, bird calls.
Yeah, and it's always a good sign, I think, for me when I open up a CD case and look at the instruments being played and I don't recognize some of them. And so I'm not even really sure what a spool in terms of an instrument would be, but whatever it is, it sounds really good.
Let's listen to one of the songs. This is called Tiny Fishes.
All you birds that make a V, can you see that you make a V? If there were enough of you, why, you could make a W.
And Stephen, here I think we're hearing some of these African instruments like the balafon, the mabiras that he's playing here.
Yeah, they're serving as a nice background to these really impressionistic lyrics. I love that line, did the birds realize they're making a V? If there were enough of you, could you make a W? I mean, that's a great line.
Let's listen to another CD. This is called Have You Never Been Yellow? And it's about a fictional character called Gustopher Yellowgold.
Gustopher Yellowgold's the creation of a New York musician by the name of Morgan Taylor. And he's created this animated character who is yellow, pointy-haired, and he's from the sun. And he's decided to move to Minnesota, thereby sort of reversing the snowbird effect that I'm used to seeing. He has, on Have You Never Been Yellow, which is his second CD DVD set, created a series of music videos, essentially, animated music videos, which they don't look at all like Pixar animation or your old Warner Brothers cartoons. They are typically pretty static pictures, and the camera pans and scans or zooms in and out, or selected parts of the picture move, but it's a very relaxing, very calming animated style, and it fits very well with the indie pop tunes that Taylor writes. And I think one of the great things about this set is the set comes with a DVD, but you can also just listen to the music, and I think the music and the way it tells stories holds up entirely on its own without the animation at all.
There's a two CD set that came across my desk, and this is from the band Recess Monkey. Not Rhesus Monkey, but Recess Monkey, and it's called Wonder Stuff.
Yeah, Recess Monkey is a trio out of the Seattle area. They're all elementary school teachers, and every year, for the past couple years, they've done a summer music camp where they've invited kids in to learn how to write songs or write lyrics, or they get, you know, learn about what it's like to record music, or they do art projects. And their most recent summer camp this past summer, they worked on this album called Wonder Stuff.
Have you heard of the wonder bees that live above the highest trees? Come, catch a ride upon a breeze, everybody.
What was the role of the kids at this camp in coming up with these songs?
Yeah, the kids, you can hear them on a number of the tracks singing background vocals. In some cases, they helped to write the lyrics. And then, you know, they did the album art inside the album. And so, you know, the adults were definitely running the show in terms of the basic musical components, but the kids definitely had input and learned what it might be like to actually record a CD.
Stefan, let's wrap up with one last CD, and this one's not out yet. It'll come out early next year. It's from the jazz trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and it's called Let's Go Everywhere.
They're not a band that I've listened to very much, but this CD is just, it's great. And I hope one thing that your listeners will get out of us talking about this CD is that they don't hear the word jazz and then sort of tune out, because this is a CD that I think is really accessible to all sorts of listeners, not just people who might be fans of Medeski, Martin, and Wood's adult stuff, because it sounds a little bit like their adult stuff, but they have a lot of other styles on here.
The CD coming out again early next year. Stefan, is 2008, do you think, going to shape up to be a good year for kids' music?
I think it is. You've got a lot of artists who released kids' CDs in 2006 who are slated to have CDs out in 2008. They might be Giants, Dan Zanes, and then there are always other bands that I don't know about. And I hear about them, and then 6 months later, they become one of my favorite bands.
Well, we'll be talking to you about some of the new folks in the next year.
I look forward to it.
Great, Stefan. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Alyssa.
1, 2, 3, 4, patty cake, patty cake.
Stefan Shepherd blogs about kids' music at zooglobal.com. You can hear more of the songs we played and discover more new kids' music at npr.org/music. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.